there a place called Heaven USA? I feel like there is.
Oh, I'm sure there
and
is.
And the zip code
it's
is
in Florida.
And
I bet.
The zip code is 8001.
What is that?
What 8001.
What was that?
That's the zip code for Heaven, USA.
No, I feel like no. Heaven USA is Cloud 9.
Yeah, why? Because of a 9?
Because there's no. Well, yeah,
because 8001 is when the world comes to an end.
Oh, this is your prediction.
Yeah.
All right, anybody who's listening to this and.
Disregard everything.
Yeah. 8001.
8001, that's the date. We got time,
yeah,
kids.
Everybody, we got it, ladies
it's
and gentlemen.
It's only 1998.
Let's destroy the earth.
8001 is when it all just blows up.
Good
into
to
one
know.
Big stratospheric poof. Poof.
Do you think we'll have do you think we'll have bases on the moon by then?
Bases on the moon.
Oh man, I don't even want to talk about the moon right now.
Oh,
I'm furious.
We are going to talk about the moon.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Yay!
Yay! Hi. I'm Gregory Hoyt alongside Brian Gerard and Robert Shide.
I'm Robert Shide.
And I'm Brian Gerard.
All right, we're in it. Now let's start talking. I'm pissed.
Okay.
Okay, I'm
Let's
pissed about
hear
two
why
things.
You're pissed off. Can I give the facts first and then we'll be pissed?
Yes.
No.
We need
yeah,
a foundation.
Facts?
We need first of all.
Can
we,
I comment first after you give the facts?
He needs.
Yeah,
need
yeah.
A foundation.
You can be the first person.
Okay. Foundation give the facts. Go ahead.
Okay. So unless you've been living under a rock, you will have heard
Ba-dum-ching.
About.
Yes. Unless you've been living on the moon,
possibly.
Which apparently is quite possible.
Yes. You'll know that. Scientists have found that there's quite a bit of water on the moon. How much water? Well, they estimate that in the North Lunar Pole, there are about 600 million metric tons of the stuff stashed away within 40 craters. How much is that? 158 billion U.S. gallons. So if you wanted to sort of say, what does that mean, quantify it, that would be enough water to fulfill all of Seattle's water needs for 3 years. That is a bucket load of water.
Okay.
On the moon.
On the moon. Right there on the moon. Now let me go.
Let's do it.
I want to light this desk on fire right now. Okay. I am furious. Now, 3 weeks ago, I'm having trouble. There's so much running through my mind.
Starting to sweat.
Approximately 3 weeks ago or a month ago, listeners, you may or may not have been made aware of essentially a news piece that some people heard of, but it was mostly tucked away on page 4 of every news station, newspaper across the entire country / world. The same as this moon story has been. About 3 weeks ago, we found out that there is another planet 20 light years away. Now, 20 light years away is a long time to go.
Sure,
but
if you're driving in a car.
In a car, yeah.
Right.
But in space terms, that is around the corner from wherever all of you wonderful listeners are right now. Mm-hmm. In space terms, that's fucking right next door.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, yeah, it's basically Earth 2. There's a band on this planet of
Not a music band.
There's not a music band.
Like
there's a band that goes around this planet.
Yeah, so there's a ring or something.
A ring around this planet, on the planet, where they're like almost 100%, literally the quote in the article that I read, almost 100% sure that there's life there.
Oh, that's great.
Page four, because we discovered life on another planet? But who fucking cares? Let's bury it on page 4
All right.
because Rihanna got smoked. Or, I mean, whatever. And now, again, we find water on the moon?
Yeah.
How long does this go on for? I didn't pay attention in science class at all because science class sucked where I was from. However, I did pick up one tidbit of information in between naps at my desk. And that was... Wherever there is water, there is life!
Okay. So, why are you so furious that they found it?
Because it's bullshit!
What part of it is bullshit? That they found it?
Or? No, but that we're not having parades! Where are the parades? Where are the parades?
We're celebrating.
Where is the speech from the president that happens in the movies that says, ladies and gentlemen of my country, we... have entered a new realm where life is proven to live on the moon.
I don't know where those speeches are.
Barack Obama asleep at the wheel, what? Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I know.
Where are the speeches?
Midterm elections he's got to deal with. But look, I know, it's unfortunate that he's dealing with that. But
I'm
look, what would you – I mean, they can't say that there's – they can't make that step.
Why did
about
they make
life.
The first step? Why did they make the first statement then? Do you agree that they said wherever there is water, there is life?
I believe that, yes.
Right? Do you remember that, Brian?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so where, what the fuck?
Well, they cannot definitively say that there is life on the moon until they actually see it, find it.
Okay, I'll show you where there's light on the moon. Look at the moon and there is a face in the moon staring back at us.
The moon's not made of cheese.
You don't,
Robert,
you don't know that. There's water in the moon. Maybe the moon is made of cheese. No,
because we've had people go up there and
they're
going to
be
samples.
Like, no, you know what they're going to be like?
What?
Page 27 in 3 years. Scientists report today a shocking discovery that the moon actually is made of cheese. Like, and it'll be a nonchalant article just like this is.
I don't think that's going to happen.
This is pretty nonchalant, though, right? That they just discovered
the fact
water
that
on the moon.
The fact that water thing. On the moon, yeah. I don't know how that is not the biggest discovery of the 21st century.
Right? That's what I'm saying!
It's pretty huge.
I'm reacting like a normal human being should be reacting.
But everyone, but it's no, but
and demanding
no,
a parade.
But we are so consumed and blinded by all the other madness that's happening on this planet that it gets buried. And no one cares. No one's talking about it.
Wait, what? Okay, what would you have done in the parade? I mean, what would you?
Why are we at war with people?
Yeah,
what are we doing?
What are we doing? There's life everywhere. Let's have fun on this rock! This is the rock that we have!
I think that's good.
Let's knock it off! Let's go to the moon, let's drink some fucking water, and let's have a party on the moon! Let's put billboards on the moon! I don't know! Let's stop the madness!
20 light years away, essentially, oh yeah, we found another Earth.
Why are you saying this? If you don't care, if we're not going to do anything, don't fucking tell me.
Now, wait, hang on 1 second. Let me explain to some people what 20 light years away means, just in case you fell asleep on your desk during that part. You would have to travel.
Are you explaining it to me like I'm an
no.
idiot? Because I know what 20
light years
is.
Hey, all I'm saying is for people who fell asleep on the desk.
I think it's important that Robert describes
okay.
Like 20 light years
remember,
away.
20 light years away means that you would have to travel at the speed of light. And then if you travel at the speed of light, it will take you 20 years to get there.
Got it.
Do you know who travels at the speed of light?
Oh, don't tell me Superman.
Richard Branson.
That's true.
Really?
He can get there. If
okay.
anyone's going to get there, it's
so
going to be
so are we going to send him there?
Yes.
I would like to invite Richard Branson to the possibility of a complete government takeover.
I would like to invite Richard Branson to the possibility of him putting me on that ship he's building to
yeah.
go to Earth to
yeah.
and to take me along with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you know what? Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm going on record no. right now
okay.
into the internet, which is also part of the problem. I'm going on record saying that if – I know – no, not if. Richard Branson, I'm speaking directly to you. My name is Gregory Hoyt. I am a no one.
Okay.
However,
I
want off this planet
uh-huh.
now, and I want to get a golden ticket – on the magic spaceship that you are building underneath.
A golden ticket.
Golden ticket. I want one, man. Help me. I can't stand the news on this planet, Richard
yeah.
Branson.
Okay, what's
take
happening?
Take me with you.
But what's happening right now with these whole things, and just recently as well, the first spaceport in the United States was opened just recently in New Mexico. And so that's going to, within a couple months... Well, they gave a 10-month window, but they said anywhere within there they're going to start doing commercial spaceflight.
You know what? You know why? They're not. It's a one-way ticket.
No, it's not a one-way ticket. They've
yeah.
been able to come back.
No. It's a one-way ticket.
They have a huge.
You're
going to
go out into space,
yeah.
and then you're going to board another ship that's going to blast you 20 light years into Earth too.
I don't think that's going to happen.
That's not going to happen. These things are vomit rockets. I don't want a ticket on a vomit rocket.
No, they.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go on some parabolic arc that touches. Yeah, I don't care about weightlessness. I want off the planet.
But look, it's got to start somewhere, and I think that right now with this whole spaceport thing, that's stage one, stage two. I think will eventually go further. But for that to happen, they need to establish something on the moon for support because we can get there, but then it's going to be how do we get back?
Yeah,
right?
And let's use the moon. You know what? Let me tell you something.
Yes.
I want to do a commercial. I'm a commercial actor.
Okay.
I want to do a commercial for Evian Water where I'm actually standing on the moon
Wait,
drinking
you want to shoot it
water.
On the moon?
Yes.
Can we just use a green screen?
Well, we could do what they did back in the 60s and just make a film in a fucking soundstage in Burbank. We should really go to the moon now because there's a reason to do it. There's water on the moon. Let's really go. Let's really do it this time.
Many times.
This time, let's... And isn't it amazing? It's ridiculous. We just shut NASA down this year.
We didn't shut them down.
Hooray! We did. Yes, we did. We shut NASA down the year we find Earth 2. What is that about? We find water on the moon. Let's fucking shut it down, everyone. Let's keep the bubble of madness going.
Well,
because we're running out of water on the planet. We're blowing each other up. We are running out of water. That's a huge issue.
No, clean water.
Clean water
supply. I would agree.
I don't know if there's a lot of pollution on the moon. As far as I know, Shy.
There will be if we get up there.
Of course there will be. Let's hip-hop around the planets of the universe, destroying them one by one. At least we'll be alive.
Greg, we're not going to turn into the Borg. Going to the moon and, like, bottling up water and sending it back is not a viable option. That's not what's going
to
happen.
Just throw it off the moon and have it come back down.
It'll automatically. You got to have a really good aim.
Gravity.
Yeah, to hit that gravity.
Gravity.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it'll. I'm not even going to go through the millions of reasons why that's such a retarded plan.
You said you were about to say it'll burn up.
I did. And it's just like, let me just throw
before it even gets there. There's a lot of
so many things.
You actually went with it.
I was about to.
Your first reaction was those bottles of water will burn up in the atmosphere. Not that I don't have a good enough arm or aim to hit the Earth,
or that the moon literally is how many miles away.
Yeah, like, no, he doesn't worry about that. He's worried about that. Yes, when I succeed in throwing these bottles all the way across the universe.
And getting out of the moon's gravitational pull.
You were already...
Then I was,
You were already believing in me.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Evian on the moon. That's a great commercial concept. You should pitch it to somebody and see how much of a budget you'll need to have to make
it happen. I drink my milkshake on the moon.
Kind of a nonsense. We were going down one way
completely,
and then all of a sudden we started doing
Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's oil.
Well, because that's water. Essentially the water on the moon is like oil.
Feel like water is going to be the next oil. That's going to be the next oil.
Why are you disagreeing with me when I say that we're running out
and
of
why
water?
You got to
I didn't
fun
disagree.
When I, made that
I said drinkable water.
Obviously, it was a very clear reference.
I just didn't think we needed to go to that extreme of saying, now we need to go to the moon and get the water there.
We actually need to do it.
Need to go to the moon. We do need to set up a station there. I think it would be phenomenal.
Maybe it's time to start NASA back up. The six-month retirement is great. It's like Jay-Z. When Jay-Z retired at 30, that was a funny little idea. Hey. But guess what? He runs the hip-hop game, and hip-hop really went to shit when he was gone. So he woke up from his six-month nap and came back and
but
took it over.
But this is the thing. Maybe it's good. This is reflection time for NASA.
We're not reflecting on anything.
The moon.
We're burning it down.
Water.
We're burning the world down.
And you don't think that there's going to be more discoveries? I mean, this is just one little nugget of it.
There's no doubt
that there's...
Discoveries that are out there, and I look forward to seeing them and hearing about them, and hopefully one day actually walking on the moon.
Do you think in our lifetime,
yes,
Earth 2 will be a destination for us?
I can't how you keep calling it Earth 2, but do I think it'll be a destination?
Okay, let's just call it Pandora.
Okay, Pandora.
Yes.
It's a little box out in space.
Yeah.
Let's go there immediately and
open it up. No, I'm talking Pandora like James Cameron created for the Avatar movie.
Oh, is that what
that's
called?
They called it. Yeah.
Did you not see the movie?
Did you not see the movie? Were the only person on planet Earth that didn't see it?
I saw it. I was done.
You were asleep through it?
No, I watched it.
I
was awake.
Quite honestly, I think James Cameron is probably from Earth 2, and that he is a messenger, and that's why
I'm not going to even argue with you there, because I totally agree. Let me tell you something. When the United States government is having a major oil spill and their backup plan is to call a film director named James Cameron, there's something happening. There's something wrong. There.
Well, they trust him.
I don't.
They trust him. He's not from this planet. They call
him
up.
That's why they call him.
And they're like, well, how do we fix this? And he goes...
Which translates to, on my planet, we wouldn't have fucked up like this anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm really upset.
I can tell.
Everybody.
But you are upset that we are not rejoicing... About the fact that we have found water on the moon.
Greg is not upset about the discovery of water.
No.
It's a celebration. Being like, how amazing that we are living in our lifetime is experiencing this discovery. What
and
Greg is upset about is the planet Earth's reaction to this news.
Because you know what? It just shines a light to me on, and this is just me making everyone wrong, and I'm sorry, everyone. I'm right there with you. I'm as guilty as everybody else.
Let's hear the blame
but
statement. Let's
it's
go.
Not blame. It's just it shines a light on where our focus is.
Well, yeah.
We make a really cool discovery that could actually do something for us and is, I feel like, an expansion of our consciousness. It's like when we found out that the world wasn't flat. It's that kind of a thing to me. We just found out that there is – I feel like we found out that there is life on other planets in the last month, and I feel like nobody fucking cares. And I don't understand that. There's something about that to me that I don't trust it.
What do you think – what is your
I don't
opinion
trust it.
On what, how should we be reacting? How should
I,
the planet
I don't know.
Be reacting?
I'm upset.
Maybe
well, upset
that's why.
What?
Maybe that's why people don't want to, you know, make a big deal out of it because
but
it's going to upset
it happened,
a lot of people.
But yeah. It happened.
Yeah.
Right? Do you agree? I mean, am I insane? Because I kind of feel like I'm losing my mind.
I agree.
That everyone's looking at me like, what? What's the big deal?
I think that in the scientific community, it's, you know, it's like that's pretty amazing the amount of water that was there. Just the amount of water. Because if we were to really look at life on other planets and the possibility of it, you could say this. Right, the possibility, we could all say that yes, there is some sort of probability, looking at numbers, there's a probability that there is life on other planets. Okay, let's say it's a tiny, tiny number, one in huge number, right? Okay, the universe is infinitely large, which means that within infinity, the amount of times that that number of life being on another planet, that possibility happening, is more than one.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And so there is life on another planet somewhere.
Right.
When we factor in the second question is, when will we ever find it? Will we ever see it? Will we ever meet it? And will that life actually be intelligent life? Those questions take that number and make it even smaller. Now, the thing that's exciting is the possibility that that life is up in the heavens right now that we see it. It's in the moon. That's a pretty amazing possibility, but it is still just a possibility.
But don't you feel like it's a game changer when you start realizing, because you think of infinity and you think, okay, yeah, in infinity, maybe it's out there somewhere. There's no fucking
chance.
Not
maybe, there is. I guarantee it is.
But I'm saying people think maybe.
Right.
It's so big, probably not. When you start thinking that the closest moon to us has a essential element of life in it.
Right.
In big quantities.
Sure.
That fact, on top of the fact that we found Earth 2, 20 light years away, doesn't that then change the entire conversation? Because it's like, it's less of a maybe, maybe not. It's more of a yes, absolutely, and it's this close, and if it's this close, it's
but
everywhere.
You're talking about a full paradigm shift that most people, and as a planet, we cannot deal with.
Well, why? Why can't we?
No, I think we can.
It'd be chaos.
We dealt with the fact that you couldn't walk off the edge of the Earth. I mean, that was a belief.
But that was also – the thing is that went against I think one of the major issues is religion and dogma and what is
– It's not one of the major issues. It's the major issue.
Let's get Sparklets to sponsor a shuttle to go up there and fill up some bottles.
Evian, Sparklets, Smart Water, they should be at the top of it.
Yeah.
Aquafina.
Because that's pretty smart to get
Arrowhead.
Yeah.
I'm just pissed, guys.
Kirkland,
Perrier,
Costco.
Perrier.
Costco could get in on that. You know how much water that is up there?
A lot.
Yeah. Crates.
In bulk.
Yeah.
It just, for me, this whole thing, and I fully support Greg's rage. I do. I usually do, but I really do on this one.
You really do.
I really support the rage that Greg has.
All right.
Because it makes me feel like, what is it? What are we doing here? We're blowing it. We're in the midst of blowing it big time, right here, right now. And it just when something like this comes up, why can't collectively as a human race we just stop and be like, wait a minute, we're on the same team here. We're all together.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Let's work it out.
I think that a lot of people also, if you just direct your rage at a lack of celebration about finding out about, you know, the possibility of life on other planets, I think you should be angrier about people who are not concerned at all about how things are happening on our planet. you know, you talk about where that focus is. Do we need something to light that fire under our butt to be able to go out there and continue being, you know, consumers and working? Okay, that's, you know, that's probably, let's make it to the moon and get some of that water. Who's the race for the first glass, right? That might be the next thing. Or do we say, yes, that's awesome, that's amazing, let's put something towards that. And at the same time, though, let's focus on what we're doing to our planet right now.
Yeah, but Shai, look, I agree with you. Okay. However, in the last ever since the Industrial Revolution,
yeah,
things have happened very quickly on our planet to go to the point where people are fully freaked out and it looks like it's the curtains being drawn.
Now, people have been saying that for years.
I know.
Even before the Industrial Revolution.
I know. My point is nobody's really doing anything.
What,
right,
you want
here
them to draw the curtain?
No,
Someone needs to draw the damn curtain.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
But just like the old proverb, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Yes.
That's where the stream is pointing right now.
The
stream
moon
is pointing us to the moon.
Right.
The stream is pointing us to outer space. That's what's happening. What's happening is our consciousness is expanding, and what we're finding out is there's water on the fucking moon,
yeah,
and there's a planet that's just like Earth 20 light years away.
What happens when we realize that Venus was just like Earth?
Right. I mean, it's all there, but it's not Earth right now.
Was. That's what you're saying, was. Yeah.
Or right, you know, even what's...
Mars.
Mars
is the one that's actually...
The closest.
There's a feasible one. And there are amazing things about the studies there that they think that there is... oxygen that's trapped within the soil there, and all they need to do is they put these bubbles. If you build these bubbles, you heat up the planet's surface, you can release the oxygen that's trapped in the ice and then create these little, it's terraforming,
yeah,
basically on a smaller scale. It's an amazing idea.
But let's get after
it'd
it.
Be amazing.
Let's do it. Because all this talk of green energy on the Earth and let's change our cars to biodiesel and everything, that's great. But it's not happening.
So,
and let's go.
Greg,
let's go.
Basically bored with Earth 1, and you want to start moving on to Earth 2.
I'm not bored. I'm terrified of Earth 1.
I see.
Earth 1 is bummed out, and I think that human beings need purpose. And right now our purpose is to annihilate each other based on religious books. And I'm not down with it, and I don't like the way it feels. I'd like a purpose to go to the moon and make some water fuel.
Okay.
To then launch more rockets.
Hydrogen.
And we need jobs!
Okay, question. This is the last question before the end of the show.
Sad.
It is sad. Mm. What if there were werewolves on the moon? Would you be so gung-ho to go there?
Absolutely not.
Excellent.
But there are werewolves on planet Earth. It depends on how many.
So it's a,
but what if
it's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game. It's like an
how
acting
many
career
are up there?
Okay. Richard Branson.
Let's go.
Time out. Hi, here.
Yeah.
Richard Branson gives you a call.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
He built a ship.
Yep.
You got a seat in it. Your roommate in the queue is Werewolf John.
Is a man who is a werewolf.
Is a man who is a werewolf. And he's like, hello. Hello, my name is John.
Hello,
and you're like,
Greg Hoyt.
Gentlemen, you will be roommates on this voyage.
Thank you, Mr. Branson.
Absolutely. It will take a couple of days to get there.
Okay.
And as you know, we're headed straight towards the moon, which, as we head towards it, it will, of course, be full.
Yes.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
I'm sealing up the door.
Hi. I'm Greg Hoyt.
Hello, Greg.
What are you doing?
What? Just clearing my throat.
Okay, what's the question? Would I go on that voyage?
Yeah.
I would go on that voyage.
You'd be a roommate with a werewolf.
Yeah, because what if I made friends with him? And
yeah,
like we made some sort of deal that he wouldn't attack me. And then I have a friend that's a werewolf.
Yeah, but there's a theory that also once they become the werewolf, they can't control their animal urges.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pit bull.
Yeah.
Much like a pit bull. Once they go, they go. Careful.
That's another story.
For another time. ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into The Shide Show.
Thank you, everyone.
Be sure to give us a shout at theshideshow@gmail.com.
That's theshideshow@gmail.com.
That is
theshideshow@gmail.com.
That's it for us. On behalf of Robert Shide, Gregory Hoyt, yeah, I am Brian Gerard. We're The Shide Show.
Yay!
This is Space Command to Gregory Hoyt. Are you all systems go?
I'm all systems go. This is all good. Let's go. I want to get up Earth now.
Could you please pass the mic to your werewolf roommate?
Yeah, just a second, please.
Hello.
I'm changing. I can't help it.
Oh my god! 2-1 contact.
Now, Andy, did you hear about this one?